Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing. In the news today, we'll cover off on the cricket with the Australia versus India test match reaching a crescendo. And we had Super Smash action yesterday, and England beat Sri Lanka in their test match. Over in the Prada Cup, we've got news around America's Magic's involvement in the rest of that. There's A-League action going on, as well as NBA, NBL action in the basketball. The NFL is reaching its the pointy end of its season as well, so I'll bring it up to speed on who has made the championship finals, and there's also news around the Australian Open. Welcome to the morning sports briefing. This is your best place, best way to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news here on Tuesday, the 19th of January. Hi, I'm Paul. I'll be your host this morning. And don't forget, we come to you at 7 a.m. every single morning. In the cricket, then, England only had a small total to chase down on the final day, and they duly did that, winning the test match by 7 wickets, scoring 76 for 3 in their final in the final innings there. Player of the match was unsurprisingly Joe Root, with his 228 in England's first innings there, giving them a commanding lead going into that final, going into that final innings there. Johnny Bairstow and Dan Lawrence saw it home in that one. Jack Leach took 5 wickets for England, as well as did Don Bess in the first innings. So, yes, spin bowling was the order of the day over there in Sri Lanka, unsurprisingly. You can hear our comments on that from Swinging from the Hip, our cricket show that was last night at 8 p.m. On YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter. That's, yes, Monday, 8 p.m. Every week. Also, you can catch it as a podcast. Sorry, that's late getting uploaded, but I'll get that uploaded this morning. Over in Australia, and boy, oh boy, this it was a bit of a rain interrupted day, but the test match is coming to a fitting conclusion. India bowled Australia out for 294 in their second innings. Mohammed Sarja with 5 wickets, and Shardul Thakur with 4 did the damage for India. Steve Smith top scored with 55, and that was the only half century in the innings. Again, once Tim Payne went, the tail didn't wag much and collapsed, which helped put India, give India now, they just need 324 runs with 10 wickets remaining on the final day. It's well poised there. You'd think after India's chase of a much higher total in the last test match that they would give it a go here as well. We talked a lot about on the show last night about how it's a team effort from India, where it's been much more individuals from Australia and much more settled side in Australia as well. So you've got to say, India, who have used 20 players in this series, doing very well to be competitive. Say cracking day lined up here for the fifth day, as long as rain doesn't interfere with that one. It could go either way, so keep an eye out for that one, folks, today. Over on the in the Super Smash, we had 2 games yesterday as the Otago took on Central. First up, the Central Hinds took on the Otago Sparks in a rain interrupted one here as well. The Central Hinds had 17 overs only due to the rain reduction and scored 126 for 3. Van Deventer scored 63 off 40 balls to power her team to that total. Then the Otago Sparks innings was reduced to 8 overs. Using the DLS method, they had a target of 65 to chase down. They couldn't do that and managed just 59 in their 8 overs. Martin, the wicketkeeper captain there, scoring 33 off 24 as they came up 6 runs short. So the Central Hinds getting the win there. Over on the men's side, and again, it was rain interrupted, this time it was reduced to 17 overs each in this one. The Volts went in to bat first and scored 145 off their 17 overs, being led by Broome with 42 at the top of the innings, and then Kitchen with 41 off just 22 balls, speeding things later on. The Central Stags then managed to chase that down with just over and over to spare. Taylor with 48 not out off 27 balls saw them home in that one. Clarkson with 31 off 19 was a key partner for him as they chased down that total. 4 wickets there for Smith in that one, his effort wasn't enough as the Central Stags won that one by 5 wickets with just an over to an over and 2 balls to spare in that one. That means now that in the women's table, that was a bottom of the table clash with the Otago Sparks now in 5th place and Central Hinds in 6th. Some way off the pace, to be honest with you, and we're looking at the Blaze, Hearts and Magicians probably looking at contesting the finals. Maybe the Spirit can sneak in there. On the men's side of things, that sees the Central Stags climb up into 2nd place. Very tight at the top here. The Firebirds, the Stags and the Kings all on 20 points, just separated by net run rate. The Stags have played one more game than the Wellington Firebirds or the Canterbury Kings, though. But you've got to say, those top three again, looking at finals time, the Otago Volts, Northern Knights and Auckland Aces, some way off the pace there. The next games will be on Thursday as the Northern Spirit take on the Canterbury Magicians at 3:30. And the 7 p.m. game is the Northern Knights versus the Canterbury Kings. So check those out on Thursday. I will be at Eden Park Outer Oval on Saturday for the Auckland Hearts versus Central Hinds and the Auckland Aces versus the Central Stags as well. Following up that, folks, on Sunday, I will be up in Ruakura for the Northern Slam in the beach volleyball. So lots of beach volleyball happening this week with the Nationals up there. So keep an eye out for that and we'll try and keep up to speed with how all of that goes on. As I will be up there for the Northern Slam, for the professional part of it, on the weekend, on Sunday. The Special Sunday plays Saturday and Sunday in that one. Moving on then to the Prada Cup. And as you all know, we had that, as I mentioned yesterday, we had that crash for America's Magic and there was a big hole in their boat. And they've confirmed that they will not be taking part in next weekend's last part of the round robin, but are looking to have their boat fixed up ready for the quarterfinals happening on the starting on the 29th of January. It's been good to see that the base of the marine industry has circled round to try and help them fix their boat in time. You got to say, sides like or teams like Team New Zealand are ramping down some of their build as they got their boat sort of finalised. So they've had people that they've been able to offer up to help American Magic with theirs. So let's hope American Magic can get their boat back on the water in time for those finals. It'll just be Team Ineos UK and Lina Rosa finding it out in the final round to decide who comes first and second or qualifies first and second for those finals. Over in the Open and Australian Open, and there is due to the COVID cases on various planes, there's been a hard lockdown for a lot of the players, making it difficult for them, or meaning that they can't really, or they can't get out of their rooms and they can't do any practice. Djokovic has set out a bunch of requests, including being including some players, as many players as possible being rehoused in private homes that have access to tennis courts. These have all been turned down, unsurprisingly, as the premier of the state says, look, the rules that apply to everyone will apply to the tennis players as well. It's been difficult for the players, even the players that have not been not in full lockdown, are struggling to get training time, as there's been sort of dual bookings and travel issues. So yes, a bunch of logistic issues to sort out there over in Australia. They have said that they will not be delaying the tournament again after it's been delayed by 3 weeks already. So we'll have to see whether the Australian Open can, we'll be able to have all of its warm-up games, warm-up tournaments, sorry, and if we'll be able to, and if how many players we're missing due to COVID. We'll have to see. At least one player has test positive to COVID already, and an expert said he expects more from those flights. Over in the A-League, and there was no action yesterday, but today we have the Central Coast Mariners against the Western Sydney Wanderers. Central Coast Mariners looking at retaking or reclaiming a top spot tonight after they were overtaken by MacArthur FC. The Mariners will go as favourites with two wins from their two games so far. Western Sydney Wanderers are down in sixth with a win, a draw and a loss from their three games so far this season. That kicks off at 9:05 New Zealand time. Over in the NFL, and yes, it has been finals time over there, and we have reached the... I've just gone and lost my page. Sorry, folks. And we have reached the AFC and the NFC championships. These are the final. These are the games that will decide who will make it to the Super Bowl. Over on the AFC side, we've got the first and second seeds up against each other. Kansas City beat Cleveland Browns 22-17 to make it to the AFC championship. And Buffalo beat Baltimore 17-13. So we see the top two sides in the AFC going head-to-head on the 24th of January. Over on the NFC side, the Green Bay have made it through to the final with the Green Bay Packers, who were the number one seed from the regular season. The Tampa Bay, though, with Tom Brady, have upset the seedings to make it to the final. They beat the second seedings. They were the fifth seeds, beating second seeds New Orleans 30-20 in New Orleans to make it to the final up there in Lambeau Field. So, yes, Tom Brady with his new team having taken them to the NFC Championship. Can he go all the way and make it to the Super Bowl yet again? The GOAT really delivering in that one. Over in the NBA, the Kings took on the Pelicans yesterday, Pelicans took an early lead in the first quarter and then held on to that all the way through till the end. A double-double for our Stephen Adams, 15 rebounds and 12 points, as his teammates Zion Williamson with 31 points led the way. Ably assisted on the scoring side by Brandon Ingram with 22 and Eric Bledsoe with 21 points. Over on the Kings side of things, and it was a one-man affair really, with Fox scoring 43 points. He did get some support from Marvin Bragley III with 26 points, a much more all-round performance from the Pelicans to win the win that game, and much needed win, as I say, was said yesterday, they're into the lower part of the table. Big win for the Clippers as well, 129-96 over the Pacers to keep their pressure at the top of the table. That means on the Eastern side, the Bucks are still top of the table, just a win ahead of the Celtics now. Sorry, I've climbed up to earn ahead of the Celtics after the Celtics lost to the Knicks 105-75 in that one. Yes, real low scoring affair for the Celtics in that one. And then the 76ers up there. On the Western Conference side, the Lakers still top. The Clippers just one game behind, and the Jazz another further game back. The Pelicans now are in 12th place, climbing up a couple of places there in the lower part of the table. Moving on to onto rugby and the Crusaders have recruited ex All Black Tamati Ellison as their defensive coach. He is filling the space that was vacated by Mark Jones, the Welshman, who decided that he would not travel back to New Zealand due to COVID. He wanted to be near his family back in Wales. And so Ellison will come and join the coaching setup down there in Christchurch. The Crusaders did say that they weren't going to rush to fill that vacancy, but they have filled it in good time ahead of the season that's upcoming. You have now started the day the best way up to speed with all the important sports news. Have a fantastic day, folks, and catch us this evening for the Driving Maul Show at 8 p.m. We'll go through all of your rugby news.